I'm a 19-year-old female, and this happened to me about a month ago. It was a Thursday night, cool and quiet, and just the right kind of still that made everything feel slower than it was. I'd just gotten off a long shift at the diner, hair pulled into a messy bun, and my sneakers coated in syrup and spilled soda. The kind of night where all you want is a hot shower and some silence. But I needed stuff. Face wash, tampons, dry shampoo, and I was out of popcorn, which felt like a crime in itself. Target was open until 10, and it was only 9:42 when I pulled into the half-empty parking lot. I parked under a flickering lamppost, something that I always try to do out of habit. Light equals safety, or so they say. As I grabbed my little red basket and walked inside, the automatic doors whooshed open and let out a quiet sigh, like they were just as tired as I was. The store felt peaceful, almost therapeutic, the kind of place where you would walk in for one thing and leave with 20. I meandered to the beauty section, enjoying the cool air, the hum of the fluorescent lights, and the oddly comforting scent of plastic and laundry detergent. That's when I noticed them. Three men, mid to late 20s, maybe even early 30s. One wore a black hoodie, the second a backwards cap, the third had shaggy hair and this way too long stare. At first, I thought nothing of it. People exist, men shop, no big deal. But it wasn't the kind of glance that ends. They kept looking. I turned down the skincare aisle. After a minute or two, one of them rounded the corner, hoodie guy. He stood a few feet away, pretending to look at body wash. I kept my cool and grabbed a random cleanser off the shelf. Then I walked to the feminine hygiene section. Cap guy appeared. He didn't say anything, just lingered. I moved again toward snacks. Shaggy hair followed. It felt like a game that I hadn't agreed to play, a sick silent version of tag. I circled aisles, taking random turns. Once I stopped in a nearly empty section and just waited. 10 seconds later, two of them passed the end of the aisle like they were patrolling. My hands started to shake. I didn't want to overreact. I didn't want to be that girl who assumes the worst. But I stopped walking, and so did they. And when I doubled back, they did too. That's when I realized something. They weren't shopping. They were watching me. I clutched my basket tighter and walked briskly, but not running, to the front of the store. I found the customer service desk where a young guy in a red shirt and khaki stood restocking a shelf of returns. His name tag said Jeremy. "Hey," I said, trying to keep my voice calm. "I think I'm being followed." He froze and then looked me in the eyes. I must have really looked terrified because he didn't question me. Just said, "Stay right there." He spoke into a walkie-talkie clipped to his belt, murmuring something about code yellow, then turned back to me. "You're okay. You're not alone. We'll walk you out." He called another employee over, an older woman named Carla who had the no-nonsense energy of someone who's seen everything. Together, they walked with me toward the exit, flanking me on both sides. I glanced behind us. The men were at the other end of the store now, standing together, watching. I couldn't hear their voices, but I could feel their eyes burning right into me. No purchases in hand, no cards, just standing, waiting. Once we reached the sliding doors, I told Jeremy which car was mine. He insisted on walking all the way with me, scanning the lot like a hawk. I thanked him maybe three times before I finally got to my car and slid inside, locking the doors instantly. He waited until I turned on the ignition and pulled away. I didn't cry until I made it to the stoplight at the edge of the plaza. My body had been on autopilot, hyper-aware, adrenaline-fueled. And now that I was finally out of there, it all just hit me at once. The truth is, nothing happened in the traditional sense. They didn't touch me. They didn't speak to me. But the threat was there, unspoken, looming, and that kind of fear stays with you. To every woman hearing this, please never let your guard down. Don't wait to make sure it's real. If something feels wrong, it probably is. Always park in your lights. Keep your head up. Watch for shadows. Trust your instincts even when the world tells you you're overreacting. We don't get the luxury of brushing off our fear. not in this world. Speak up. Ask for help. You're not being dramatic. You're being smart. And maybe, just maybe, that awareness could save your life. Be safe. Watch your back. And never apologize for protecting yourself. My name is Kevin, and I was 25 years old when this happened. This was in 2019, before COVID, back when Walmart was still open 24/7, aka the best time to be at Walmart, in my own opinion. Well, anyways, I worked the graveyard shift at a Walmart in a small Florida town, one of the old school ones that stayed open 24/7. My hours were 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. 5 nights a week. I stocked shelves, unloaded pallets, cleaned up spills, and dodged weirdos who wandered in at 3 a.m. to buy one bandana or ask if we sold live bait. It wasn't a bad gig. Honestly, I kind of liked the stillness. No customers yelling. No kids crying in the toy aisle. Just fluorescent lights humming overhead. The occasional chatter from the overnight crew members and the sounds of boxes being sliced open. That night, this was February, I think, maybe 2 or 3 weeks before COVID hit the headlines for real, was no different. I had a cart of disinfectant sprays, Lysol wipes, and all that other cleaning stuff no one cared about at the time. I was in aisle 16 minding my business, zoning out, when I noticed someone standing at the far end, tall, slender, wearing a faded brown hoodie, hood up, torn jeans. Could have been any dude just killing time, but he wasn't moving, not browsing, not touching anything, just standing there, staring at the shelves like he was lost in thought, or worse, like he was waiting. I gave the usual line, "You find everything all right, man?" He turned towards me, and that's when I got the first hit of something off. His eyes looked blank. Not tired, not high, just empty, like there was nothing behind them. He didn't say a word, just slowly shook his head no. One small movement, then he turned back toward the shelves. I let it go. You see weird people working nights. Rule of thumb, don't push. I moved a few aisles over to the cleaning tools. Mops, buckets, brooms, you get the point. 10 minutes in, I feel it again, that prickly sensation like I'm being watched. I look up. There he is again. This time he's at the opposite end of the aisle, same posture, hands in his hoodie pocket, head tilted just slightly, not close enough to be in my space, but definitely close enough to keep tabs on me. "Hey there, need any help?" I ask again, louder now. Another head shake. Nope. Still no words. I'm starting to get annoyed now, but also uneasy. People who want trouble usually make a scene. This guy wasn't doing that. He was lingering, existing, but in a way that felt deliberate. I leave the aisle, push my car toward the back. I'm halfway to the break room when I glance behind me. He's not there. Good. Maybe he was just a quiet guy with poor social skills. But you know that feeling when your brain tells you something's off? That gut instinct? Mine just wouldn't shut up. A half hour passes. I'm back in aisle 5 now, working through a fresh cart of paper towels. I'm talking with Mike, another overnight guy, when I see the man yet again. This time he's not even pretending to shop. He's just standing by the end cap, facing sideways like he's listening. His eyes are on us. Mike notices too. "You know that guy?" he asked me under his breath. "Nope, just keeps popping up though," I say. Mike doesn't say anything else. He just mutters, "Weird," and rolls his card away. I keep working. Time crawls. Every so often, I see that hoodie pop up across the store, never holding anything, never saying a word, just appearing. By 4 a.m., I'm so keyed up, I start skipping aisles, moving quicker, trying to stay unpredictable. It doesn't help. Eventually, he shows up again, like he's playing some kind of game with me. The only time that he almost interacted with me was when I took a detour through toys. I caught him watching me from the bike section, just standing behind a Spider-Man helmet on display. We locked eyes for maybe 3 seconds. My stomach dropped. Still nothing. No words. Just that long, frozen stare. At 6:30 a.m., daylight started to push through the tenant front doors. A few early shoppers then trickled in, mostly seniors, people grabbing prescriptions or getting a jump on groceries. The air felt a little safer with others around. By the time I clocked out at 7:04 a.m., I hadn't seen him in about 15 minutes. I figured that he must have finally left. I walked to my car alone, keys clenched between my fingers. It was a dumb habit that I had picked up from my sister, just in case, she always said. That morning, it didn't feel so dumb. The next day, I slept in. I got up around noon, threw on the news while eating leftover Chinese from the night before, and that's when I saw it. Local Walmart issues trespass order for stalker. Man accused of targeting overnight employees. The image was grainy, pulled from a security camera, but it was him. Same hoodie, same expressionless stare. The report said that he had been visiting different Walmart locations in the county during the late hours. Never bought anything, just followed employees, observed. At one store, he had apparently waited outside in the lot until an employee got off their shift. Didn't approach, just followed them halfway home in his car before peeling off. Cops said that he hadn't committed a crime yet, but Walmart banned him anyway. Said they were erring on the side of caution. Good. I didn't see him again after that. A few months later, the pandemic hit, and the world flipped upside down. Walmart stopped doing 24-hour shifts. Our crew broke apart. Some of us got laid off. I got a new job eventually, something in delivery, but I'll never forget that night. Not because of what happened, but because of what didn't. That tension, the questions, the gut instinct I almost talked myself out of listening to. People are strange. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. Doesn't matter if it's day or night. If something feels off, trust it. We live in a world where danger doesn't always come in shouting. Sometimes it comes in silence, in stillness, in a stare that lasts way too long. Be careful no matter who you are. Be aware, stay sharp. Because the truth is, some people are just wired wrong. Hey everyone, so the story I'm about to tell is actually still going on. Apologies in advance for how long this ended up being. It's just so crazy and I didn't want to leave out any of the details. I'm a 23-year-old female and I work in a department store at the jewelry counter. I've experienced a fair share of creeps while working there, but this guy really takes the cake. About 4 weeks ago, a guy kinda short and stocky who looks to be in his mid-30s comes up to the counter, and my coworker approaches him, asking him what he can help him with. The guy's staring over at me and then says, "Well, actually, she always helps me when I shop here, so I would like to be helped by her if that's okay." I looked over at him and I didn't recognize this man at all, but I help so many people per day that I figured that maybe I have, but I just forgot. So I go over to him and ask him what he needs help with. He tells me that he wants to propose to his girlfriend and wants to look at engagement rings. I take him over to our ring section and begin to show him our engagement ring styles. I ask him questions to see what he's looking for, and it seems like he has no idea, which is not uncommon. A lot of guys don't know jewelry and it can be pretty intimidating. So I do my best to try and help him and find something she'll like. The whole time I'm trying to help him, I noticed that he kept staring at me. Like instead of looking down into the showcase to see the rings, he would just stare at me. I would have to say things like, "See these diamonds on the side?" just to get him to look down. I was starting to feel a little uncomfortable, but I tried to ignore it. Literally an hour goes by of me trying to help him find a ring, and no progress at all has been made. When I ask him what kind of styles he thinks that she would like from the ones we've looked at, he just says he doesn't know. When I asked if she wants white or yellow gold, he doesn't know. When I ask what her ring size is, he doesn't know. Then, as I'm trying to help him, he started going off topic and he was telling me about some band that he's trying to get to perform at a party he's having, and he was asking if I had ever heard of this band. I say no and try to divert the attention back to the rings, and then he starts saying, Well, money's really tight right now. Will you have better deals next week if I come back then? I tell him that I'm not sure because our profile for next week hasn't come out yet, but that he can check back with us. He then does a 180 and pulls out his wallet with the biggest wad of cash in it and starts counting it, and then says, "Well, actually, money's not a problem," while staring at me. Then he starts going on about how he doesn't even know if he should buy a ring because he's scared she's not going to like it and he'll be so embarrassed. At this point, I'm getting really tired of helping him. It's over an hour. So basically, I just said, "Sir, I would suggest browsing rings with your girlfriend. That way you'll get a feel of what she likes." He agrees and then finally leaves. I told my coworkers about how weird that whole situation was, especially him staring at me so much. They agreed, and eventually I continued working and forgot about it. A week later, the same guy comes back in. He asked for me, so I went over to him and said, "Have you finally decided on a style?" He says no and asks to see the selection of rings again. So we go back over and I start to show him. But again, he's constantly staring at me instead of looking down at the rings. And the stare was creepy. He always had a weird smile on his face while he would stare. I literally had to tell him to look down at the rings, otherwise he would just continue to stare at me. Also, this time he's now asking me more personal questions. He told me he's Hispanic, and he asked if I was too since I looked like it. I said no, and then he asked what I was. I'm Middle Eastern, so I told him, but I tried diverting the conversation back to the rings. Instead, he started going on about how he had a friend who was also Middle Eastern and was telling me stories about that. Then he started asking me how old I was and how long I've been working in jewelry for and if I liked it. I vaguely answered his questions and then immediately went back to trying to discuss the rings. Again, he continued to stare at me and not look at anything I was showing him. At this point, it was pretty clear he had no intention of buying a ring and just wanted to talk to me. I told him once again to come back when he had a better idea of what his girlfriend would like. He finally left. 20 minutes later, I saw him walk back over to the counter, but thankfully I got tied up helping a customer for a while, so eventually he left. A week later goes by, and you guessed it, he's back. This time I was over in the costume jewelry section cleaning up, and the guy came up to the counter and asked for me. My coworker told him I was busy, but that she could help him. She knew that I was starting to get very creeped out by him. He just walked away and walked around trying to find me, when he eventually spotted me and then walked over saying, "Hey, I'm back." I looked over at him just thinking, "Oh crap, here we go again." I'll spare you the details, but he's literally doing the same thing he does every time. Stared at me, doesn't know what he wants, asked me personal questions, wasting a full hour of my time. At this point, I was really done trying to help him. I told him that he shouldn't come back until he had a better idea of what his girlfriend would want, even though I knew that there most likely wasn't even a girlfriend. Finally, he leaves, and I tell my counter manager that I no longer want to help this guy out because I feel very uncomfortable. Even two of my coworkers saw how much he kept staring at me and said while he was doing so, he had a creepy smile on his face and wouldn't look anywhere but at me, even though I'm trying to get him to look down at the rings. My manager told me that the next time he comes in, he'll tell this guy that I'm busy and that someone else can help him. Another week goes by from the last time I saw him. This happened 4 days ago, and here he comes. I was actually over in the watch section helping a lady resize her watch, when all of a sudden my manager comes power walking over to me and said he tried telling the guy I was busy and that he would help him, but the guy refused and just said he would wait. I look up from what I'm doing and I see the guy a few feet away by the watch counter waiting for me. He then says, "Hey there, I'm back, and this time I want to look at gold chains for myself." I look back at my manager and whisper that I'm uncomfortable helping him, but then he just says, "I'll stay close by. If he says or does anything weird, I'll tell him to leave." So I finish what I'm doing and go over to the jewelry. The guy follows and I show him our gold chains. He sees one that he likes and he asks to try it on. I say sure, take it out of the case and hand it to him, and then bring over a mirror. I literally see him put it on, clasp it, and then take it back off and ask if I can put it on him. I obviously didn't want to, but it was awkward, so I just said okay. He puts his head down and comes closer into the counter, facing towards me. I quickly put it on and he looks at himself in the mirror, and then starts staring back at me and asked if I like it. At this point, I'm really short with him and just say, mm-hmm. He then puts his head back down and says, take it off. So I do. He does this with four other chains. We actually had no sale going on, so I figured this would be a good reason to get him to leave. I tell him, I remember you said you only like buying jewelry when we have deals going on. Well, right now we are completely off sale, so everything is ticket price. We aren't going to have a sale for another week or so. To which he then responds with, oh, okay. Yeah, I won't buy today. I'll just get ideas. I'll come back next week then too. I finally get him to leave after an hour, and my manager immediately tells me how much he saw this guy stared at me and how creepy it was. A couple hours go by, and our counter gets a phone call. My coworker answered it, and when I looked over at her, she was waving and gesturing me to come over. She then lowered the phone and whispered, it's that guy, and then put the phone back to her ear. She told him, no sir, she left for the day, but I can help you. What is your question? Then he says something to which she responds with, no, I'm not really sure when she's working next, but how can I help you? Eventually, she just hung up and told me that he kept asking when I was working next. Another hour goes by and we get another phone call. This time my manager answered, and sure enough, it was the guy. I listened to the conversation and my manager says, no, she left for the day. I'm the jewelry manager though, so allow me to help you. This guy says that he wants to only speak with me because I know what he's talking about since we looked at so much stuff. My manager asked him for his name and phone number and says I'll call him back. So after my manager hangs up, he tells me to call the guy back and just see what the hell he wants. I told him, but didn't you say I left for the day? And he told me to just say that I was still in the store shopping after my shift and that my manager flagged me down to call him back. So I hesitantly call him and he picks up after the first ring. I ask him what he wants, and he asked if I'll be in later that night. I told him that I was actually off the clock, which was a total lie, but that my jewelry manager would be more than happy to help him. He then says, well, I live far, and if I come in, I would like to be when you are there. Are you there tomorrow? I didn't answer this question and again reiterated that my manager could help. I then told him, but remember earlier when you were here, I said there was no sale? Why don't you wait for a sale? And his answer didn't make any sense. He just kept saying that he wanted to come back in. Eventually, I hung up and I told my manager about the call. He said that he believes this is the same guy who called 3 months ago asking about me. So let me rewind. 3 months ago, on my day off, my coworker and manager told me about two weird phone calls that they received regarding me. They said the first call they got, my coworker answered, and the guy on the other end asked if I was there, saying, is Jessica still there? I think that's her name. She's the tall, really pretty girl, right? When my coworker said I wasn't there, he asked if he could get my entire schedule for the whole week. My coworker told him that we don't give that out, and then the guy said, well, can I get her number? My coworker just hung up and thought it was someone pulling a prank. Then 10 minutes later, the same guy called back, and this time my manager answered. The guy basically asked the same thing, if he could get my number or work schedule so he could come back in when I'm there. When my manager asked what he needed help with, the guy didn't elaborate, and he just said he wanted to speak with me. My manager and I both think that those calls from 3 months ago are all linked to this same guy, since my manager and coworker both agreed that he sounded the same. My manager said that this is getting ridiculous and that I should call the local police department to report his creepy behavior. So I did. And they basically said that this is very stalkerish and there's nothing normal about his interactions with me. They said I should tell my boss to put a trespass ban on him so that he can no longer come into the store. And if he starts acting belligerent, to call the police and he'll be arrested for trespassing. And that if anything else happens, to give them a call back. The next day, I told HR about this since the store manager was off, and they took notes and said they're going to open an HR case and see about the ban. They would need a last name to make the ban official, but I don't know his last name. They basically told me they'll work on it, and in the meantime, if he comes back, to just leave the counter and to come sit in the office until he leaves. I've actually been off for the last couple of days, so I obviously haven't seen him, but I'm dreading the next encounter with him. I'm just going to go to the office and make no contact with him. I'm not even going to look at him. hopefully stops coming in. I've never felt this uncomfortable before with a customer.